Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship on one accord, hallelujah, every praise. Praise the Lord, everybody, hallelujah, praise the Lord, church. Come on now, praise Him right now, right where you are, because He is worthy. Every praise is to our God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to the show today. Give God our praise going on right there, right where you are, because He is worthy. My God, my God. Every praise is to our God. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, come, everybody, oh, come. Let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with songs. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Amen. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the sea is His. For He made it, and in His hands He formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down before the one true God. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear and voice, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and walk according to His will and prayer for your life. My Lord, my God, oh, sing to the Lord a new song in the light. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Every praise is to our God. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as you that have kept us and as you, Lord God, that have saved us. My Lord, my God, will you shout right now? Shout glory for the God who saved you. Shout right now for the God who protected you. Shout right now for the God who kept you. Shout right now for the God who healed you. Shout right now for the God who guided you and directed you. Shout right now for the God who let you down a path of righteousness. Shout right now for the God that provided for you and your family. Shout right now for the God who made a way out of nowhere. Shout right now for the God who redeemed you, who sanctified you, who justified you, who made you new and whole. Shout right now for the God who intervened and turned it all around. Shout because of God who has kept you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, right there where you are, hallelujah, because He's worthy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give to the Lord all families of the people. Hallelujah. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Amen. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Amen. Bring an offering and come into His courts right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of the home of holiness, the temple before Him, all the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The law also is firmly established. it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people's righteousness. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you judge righteously, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're faithful and just, Lord, to do all that you said and what you would do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we declare in the class today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are one of your sheep, oh God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10 in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, hallelujah, to increase your anointing on us, to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to do your will, oh God. My Lord, my God, that we will be blessed in all that we do for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be deceived by the wicked plans and evil temptations of the world and lonely conversation, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, help us, oh God. Oh, gracious Father, to not be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in spirit, oh God. Your Holy Spirit, that we might be more effectual in our prayers, oh God, and be obedient to you according to Jeremiah 1 and 5. We want to, hallelujah, serve your divine purpose, oh God, Lord, and do what is good and right in your sight. Allow us, oh God, dear Lord, to live in your light and in the love that you have for us, oh God. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom, oh God. Show us how to live a life of constant praise to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. My God, we thank you. Welcome, everybody, to this shout, and it's all in Jesus' name that we come together today. Hallelujah. We don't come just to be spectators. We come to be changed on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So welcome, everybody, hallelujah, to the shout. Come and be changed. Come to receive change. Hallelujah, by the word of our living God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Providence Teacher and Tell Manny, and I thank God for everyone today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be anywhere else today, but you have decided to be here, and I thank God for you. I thank God for your presence. I thank God for your obedience. I thank God for all that he is doing in you right now. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over your life, blessings and favor, healing, prosperity. Hallelujah. And God will open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us need some doors to be closed? Amen. Your enemy just keep on showing up. Hallelujah. You are how it is. Continue to happen. Why am I still feeling like this? Why am I still hurting? Why am I still going through? Why I just came out and it's happening again? See, we need some doors to be shut and closed in our life. So I declare in the past today that those doors are shut and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never to be opened again. Not by you or anyone else. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will open up new doors, new seasons, all your healing seasons of goodness in your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I declare and declare that it's so. And it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, welcome you all. I'm excited. Jesus, thank God. Welcome to the shout, everybody. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist Kimberly Renfrew. Go ahead, give God our praise. Glory. Out of shout glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. This how I'm feeling today. I woke up this morning with my mind. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
Yes,
God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. This morning with my mind.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's how I feel today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can't have a joy when you wake up with your mind stayed on Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is the best way to wake up you all. Not waking up with your mind set on troubles and worries of the day. Hallelujah. But waking up with your mind stayed on Jesus. And that's how you set your day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Like you say, woke up your mind fed on Jesus. I'm going to be mine on Jesus all day long. But thanking him for waking me up, Lord. Thank you for the
new
grace and mercy you gave me today, Lord. Thank you for breathing into my lungs so I'm able to get around walking talk, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, you've been so good to me all the days of my life, Lord. And I
Lord.
You for your blessing that you have. For, I thank you for the blessing that you got coming for me in the future, tomorrow, Lord.
Jesus.
I can't do nothing but say thank you. In the mighty name
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand in that place of expectation, believing and trusting God to do it right here, right now, today, and to come. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus all day, every day. When you wake up with Jesus on your mind, keep him on your mind all day. Let it guide you. Hallelujah. Direct you all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Brenda, get open up your mouth and shout. Give God praise, our glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm
walking
on into talking with my mind.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm walking
on
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Talking with my mind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
On Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they able to shut up. Yes, God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have some fire started up in here. Amen. Amen. A man just started it off, and everybody caught fire. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, fire. Hallelujah. Take over, move right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, pass the door, say amen. Give the God our praise, glory, and a shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory. See, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus as well. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
See, I know that God has already set me above all of my troubles. So because
Amen.
God has set me above all of my troubles, I'm going to stay right there in that place of praise. I'm going to stay right there with
Jesus.
My mind set. My mind is stayed on Jesus. Because I know
Jesus.
My mind is stayed on Jesus, I'm always be in that place of victory. Being able to do. See, that's what it means to be in Christ. It means to be blessed, being able to do. I'm able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I woke up this morning with my mind
saved. Yes, Lord.
This morning with my mind.
Oh, Lord, yes.
On Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God, keep your power. Amen. Right there in the truck while you're driving at work. Hallelujah. Keep your mind stayed on right there. The enemy comes and try to take you out of that place. But keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all better get y'all part of this, everybody else. Hallelujah. Go ahead, cousin. Don't reach out your mouth and shout. Give God our prayers going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me this morning. He started me on my way. And my mind stayed on Jesus. And my request today, pray for my auntie Hattie. She's in the hospital, that she'll, Lord, deliver her. She'll be home soon. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all have a blessed day, and I love you all.
We love you too. God bless you. God keep you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up your heart and head. Right now, we pray for the God that you would divinely intervene, Lord God. We know you be a God that heals, oh God. We ask, oh God, oh, that you would heal right now, Father God. Lord, we pray for your speedy healing right now in the life of your daughter, Hattie, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it's already done. God, faith to receive, Lord God, the testimony, oh God, that you brought her home safe and sound. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it shall be no other way. It's to God be the glory, amen. To God be the glory, amen. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind, oh, Lord, yeah. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning, amen. This afternoon, one more time for the God that you have kept us, amen. So you all, today we're going to talk about surrendering your will, Lord. Are you ready to surrender your will, Lord? See, in the journey of, you don't understand, in the journey to hear from God about our purpose, we must recognize something so simple yet so significant that there may be a difference between what we want and what God wants. Amen. With this awareness, we must constantly make sure our will is surrendered to His. Amen. See, many times people embark on the journey to discover God's will, having already made up their minds about what they think God wants them to do. But and often you are what they are actually seeking is divine validation of what they desire. So if you truly want God's will for your life, you cannot simply pray, your will be done. You must include not my will, but your will be done for the God. See, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, your kingdom come, and with the same breath continue his petition by saying, your will be done. We look in the book of Matthew 6:10. So those phrases may seem to address two completely separate topics, you all, but they actually go hand in hand. In fact, you can't have one without the other. See, to understand the correlation between, you know, God's kingdom coming and his will being done, let us first consider what a kingdom is. See, in ancient times, kings ruled their kingdoms with absolute sovereignty, you all, and their word was law. Amen? So a kingdom was the realm in which a certain king's authority and will were recognized and obeyed. See, let's take a more contemporary kingdom, you all. See, the British Empire, for example, the American colonies were at one time under the rule of the King of England, and for this reason, he was able to collect taxes from the colonists, you all. So even though the king was separate from these American subjects by a great distance, geographically, you all, they were a part of his kingdom because they were under his rule. So but when the American colonists rebelled and won independence, if you don't know the history of it, I'm going to give you a little bit of the information right now. From the empire, they no longer obeyed the wishes of the British king. So his will was no longer their concern because they weren't a part of his kingdom and therefore not under his authority. So there are many people who for some reason think that whenever the Bible talks about the kingdom of God, it is referring to heaven. But when Jesus thought about the kingdom of God, he has something more in mind. See, if a king's kingdom is the realm in which his will is observed and obeyed, then the kingdom of God is present wherever God's authority is acknowledged and submitted to. Amen? So therefore, when Jesus says, your kingdom come, he is inferring what he states explicitly in his next breath, your will be done. So by the prayer of Jesus, it's not like the Burger King motto, have it your way. Jesus said, Father, have it your way as everyone else has it their way. Jesus was praying for God's will to be done exclusively the way it is done in heaven. Amen. So in other words, our other wills, amen, all other wills, you all, bow to the divine will. God's authority is recognized and submitted to, and everything comes into alignment with what the Father desires. See, what we need is alignment in our lives. Are you willing today to commit all, to surrender all over to God, saying, Father God, let thy will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, use me. I surrender my will over to you right now. Amen. See, the wording of the Lord's Prayer is rendered to a bit differently in the King James Version. You all, with Jesus pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. While some translations say, your will be done on the earth. Huh? The King James says that thy will be done in the earth. And see, in Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 7 says, amen, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. We are made from the earth. We are vessels of the earth. And when God's will is done in us or in earth, then and only then can God's will be done on the earth. Amen. See, Jesus prayed, your kingdom come, and continue by saying, your will be done. Your will be done. See, these are two inseparable conditions. Wherever God's kingdom has come, amen, there his will is being done. See, likewise, when God's will is being done, everybody, there his kingdom has come. So if we are seeking the kingdom first, then the kingdom is our main ambition. Amen. And this is demonstrated in two ways. First, we want to see God's will done in the earth. Amen. In our own lives. Amen. And second, we seek to see his will done on the earth, which is in the whole world. Amen. See, it all begins with the heart. It all begins with us. See, many people want to change the world. They want to see the nations bow their knees to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yet the hearts and lives of many of these people still aren't surrendered to Jesus. See, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. According to Luke chapter 17:21, you can check it for yourself. What was Jesus talking about? That's the question. He was talking about God's will being done in the hearts of men. Amen. See, human kings fight over land, but the real estate God desires is that of the heart. Amen. See, Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Amen. He didn't say we would see rivers of water flow from heaven. He said they would flow from inside his people. Amen. Glory to God. See, God's kingdom is not coming out of the blue sky. It's coming from within us. Amen. God's will is that every believer becomes an extension of his kingdom, a portal through which he can pour his glory and release his power into the world. Amen. So if you want to see God's kingdom come on earth, it starts with God's will being done in earth, which is in you. Amen. See, Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God does not need eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is the inward condition of people who have submitted themselves to God. They are filled with righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's heaven in earth. Amen. 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 Will you allow God to use you today? Will you surrender all over today? Amen. Let thy kingdom come, Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in 1 Kings that you commit your all over to God today. The Bible says in 1 Kings 8:61 here, your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. The Bible says in Psalm 37:5, commit everything you do to the Lord. See, many of us women or men have issues with commitment. Some of us do them, and their fear of failure causes them to drift in and out of relationships, jobs, and obligations without ever really settling anywhere. Commit your life first to God, which helps you commit later to others. Give him your love, your life, your heart, and ask him to help you walk out your commitment one day at a time. Everything else will follow. Amen. Some of us, some of your women and men can't commit, and that's the truth, while others overcommit. Amen. But understand, even when your intentions are good, you can bring down your whole house of cards by trying to juggle too many things, family, social events, work, spiritual time. Some of you find yourself with no personal time, becoming more stressed by the moment. Ask God to help you balance your commitments in a way that is healthy for you. Amen. Then you will be free to meet your commitment head on and accomplish them with excellence. Amen. It's something like being able to complete and accomplish things with excellence, not just to finish it, but to finish it on top and in an excellent way. Amen. You all, thank God for you. May you all be blessed. May all that was released here on the show today take root and manifest in you and be a blessing to your life, your mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may God add a blessing you all to the doers of his word. Indeed, that we the doers of the word of God, and surrender all over this day. If you have not decided, decide today. I surrender all over to Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Will you make that commitment? And don't turn back. Don't look back. Whatever is behind you is behind you. What's for you is ahead of you. Amen. And it's all that God has for you. You all, tonight we have Bible study at 7 o'clock. Please join us here at 845-277-9213 for Bible study. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. Amen. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow, hallelujah, in your spirit to draw close to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's all in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
When it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, and you imagine.